Hello. Welcome to our podcast on jazz. My name is Sean Hobbs. This is my partner, Elijah James.
How you doing?
Today, we're going to be talking about how jazz has impacted society, the music industry, and ourselves as a person. We're also going to be going over the history of jazz during its peak and beyond.
We're also going to be talking about how America would be without jazz. Jazz has impacted America in more ways than you can think, but that's not the only thing that it affected. It also helped with things like the civil rights movement and racism.
I want to first start with how it impacted the music industry. In my opinion, jazz impacted the music industry in both a positive and negative way. I want to start with the negative first. Nowadays, the music industry has more control over what creators produce. This arguably started with jazz. Jazz musicians, being majority black, were forced by major labels to create music that would better suit whites. The same can really be said for today, just not as racially motivated. Now, any small music scene found by big labels is tarnished by ruining everything the music stands by to attract clueless consumers. You can take a look at a lot of pop stars and you see them cashing into a lot of trends such as trap beats and heavy production budgets. Even hip-hop stars are cashing in on trends at the record labels or even hiring rappers that promote African-American stereotypes.
I agree with Sean heavily. The music industry is what can be considered broken. Things like original beats, trends, instruments, which jazz started, are no more. Many people don't realize how much jazz has to do with modern music.
In contrast, however, jazz has also helped increase the social status of African Americans, despite record labels making them pander to whites. Since jazz, black people have had a large presence in popular music, even during the era of segregation. If you fast forward to when jazz left the charts, you can look at disco and Motown from the 70s, which was super popular and was really rock music's only competition at the time before it died out. Then you enter the 80s, and we enter the era of R&B, and the 90s to today gave us hip-hop, which is arguably the most popular music genre of today.
At one time, jazz was the most popular genre of music in the United States. Let's think back to the year 1895. Slavery was abolished 30 years prior, and black people were just starting to gain independence. Now let's talk about New Orleans, the quote-unquote birthplace of jazz. Buddy Bolden's band was the first jazz band. This allowed black and white people to open up and realize that they could make people happy and entertain people with this new kind of music.
Jazz really helped kick off the Harlem Renaissance as well. It was a period in black culture that dramatically increased the social status of black people in America. Before jazz, black people were still overlooked by the white majority. However, over time, jazz helped give black people the social standing they needed to help themselves become more American. African Americans can be characterized by a lot of their music even to this day. Because music is such a powerful form of entertainment, it was no wonder jazz sort of lifted black people in society so high.
The funny thing about jazz is that, like Sean said, has the power to bring people together. At the time, the early 1900s, the United States, especially the South, was so divided. It's amazing how music like jazz brought even people who claimed to hate each other in the nightclubs and concert halls and clubs to watch each other perform and have a good time.
I think we have an obligation to thank jazz for bringing blacks and whites into unity in the U.S. At a time where African Americans were discriminated heavily by society, jazz really helped us realize that there's only one race in America, and that is American. When we come back, we're going to be talking about how jazz has impacted ourselves and the future after jazz hit the mainstream for a little bit. But for now, here's a word from our sponsors.
Joy from Peter Paul. finest tasting candy of all. Take golden toasted almonds, crisp whole almonds, dipped in smooth milk chocolate to seal in that fresh roasted flavor. Then bring on the coconut, so juicy, so tender, and top it all with real milk chocolate. Boy, almond joy, juicy coconut, real milk chocolate, and golden toasted almonds on every double bar. Peter Paul Almond Joy, indescribably delicious.
Welcome back. We're going to be talking more about, right now we're going to be talking about how jazz impacted ourselves as a person and how it impacted, how it evolved after the popular scene. Of course, got Elijah with me still. He hasn't left. So, how about you tell us about how jazz has affected you as a person?
Yeah. So, when I was young, my grandfather used to play a lot of jazz music, and this helped me get heavily involved with music and arts in general. You know, it groomed my interest. My childhood revolved around music, and jazz has always been one of my favorite genres. It has such a smooth flow, and it's so unique because, like, no two jazz songs sound alike.
Yeah, I know. So, like, you can't really compare two jazz musicians because they always have some sort of different sound to them.
Exactly.
Personally, I didn't grow up listening to too much jazz, but I can acknowledge the impact it has had on modern music. I grew up a rock person, but further research helped me show that jazz actually heavily influenced rock music. The idea is this. Essentially what I'm saying is that if jazz never existed, rock, pop, hip-hop, every genre people fell in love with in the past 50, 60, 70, even 80 years, anything after jazz would likely not exist if it wasn't for jazz. Jazz isn't all about innovation, but it's also about its influence it's had on the music world in general.
Yeah, I agree. And I feel like in the 1930s, jazz definitely reached a new level of sophistication. You know, it started out with just drums and piano, but then they started adding stuff like, you know, trombones, trumpets, saxophones, stuff like that. And that was called the swing era, reflecting America's need for self-esteem following the Great Depression.
The overall mood of swing jazz is super positive and upbeat compared to jazz before that. It's no wonder how swing jazz managed to lift us out of the low self-esteem of the Great Depression. It was just so happy and carefree. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, how swing jazz actually, like, I think after swing jazz, though, was like when jazz started to become a little more popish, if you know what I mean? Like, became more glitzy and glamorous rather than it strayed away from that innovation. Every single genre's done it. So,
and you had people like, you know, Dizzy Gillespie, Louis Armstrong, you know.
I guess you can say, like, the swing jazz era was kind of like the era where, like, as you said previously, it kind of, like, started to appeal more to whites because it was a dominantly black genre. So, yeah, I could definitely see why the swing jazz era had a more upbeat version of itself. You know what I mean? Well, this is it about our podcast. Elijah, any final thoughts on jazz?
I just think it's amazing to see how much it's impacted the United States and, you know, how much it has to do with African American and even, you know, white culture in the United States.
Yeah, I think it's pretty amazing how one simple music genre can bring together two totally separate races.
Yeah.
Especially considering what happened previously between them.
Exactly.
So overall, like I said previously, I think we have jazz to thank a lot for giving a creative perspective on music and essentially creating, bringing music into what it is right now. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's going to be the end of our podcast. Thank you all for listening. And I guess we'll see you in class because this is technically a school project.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, we'll see
you. Peace!
That was so loud.